Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is Preferred Methods of Communication. The November 2009 issue of Success Magazine reported the results of a readership survey concerning preferred methods of communication. 950 people responded to the question, "What is your preferred method of communicating?" Here are their answers. 3% preferred text messaging, 5% social media, 13% preferred communicating by phone, 39% preferred face-to-face, and 40% preferred communicating via email. I always make it a point to read every page of every issue of Success Magazine, but this one chart displayed on less than a quarter of a page really got my attention. Let's look at the characteristics of the 950 people who were surveyed. The mean household income was $126,300 compared to the national index of $73,600. 53% were self-employed compared to the national index of 6.4%. And 89% had a college education compared to the national index of 60.7%. The glaring statistic here is that only 3% of these professionals prefer communicating via text messaging. It's not surprising when you think about how texting works and the disruption that can occur in your workday. When you send people messages, you are in most cases interrupting them. You're interrupting a thought process, a meeting, or a conversation. As I pointed out in my lesson titled Controlling Interruptions, every time you are interrupted, you lose 10 minutes of productivity. Here's another benefit from this data. As I shared in my post, Modeling Builds Rapport, the more you appear to have in common with people, the more they'll be drawn to you. I've learned that modeling accelerates the rapport building process. This is why your friends are likely those with whom you share common interests. So when I saw the statistics in Success Magazine, I immediately thought about how I could use this data to accelerate the rapport building process. Here's how I've adjusted the way I communicate. First, I am now intentional about communicating with people using their preferred method. In the case of people who prefer to talk on the phone, I call them. If they prefer getting together face to face, then I suggest a meeting. I have learned that most people initiate their communications using their preferred method, so I simply observe their method and I use it in my communications with them. This survey also made me think about my preferred method of communication and the rationale for using it. By and large, I choose email because of its time management benefits. I can return emails efficiently during scheduled blocks of time. Using email prevents me from being interrupted with non-urgent calls and text messages. I can type 5 to 10 times faster on my computer keypad than on my phone keypad. And I can return emails early in the morning or late at night. So for me, email is the most convenient and productive way to communicate. But at the same time, I am careful not to be so dependent upon email that my important relationships suffer. So for this reason, I'm intentional about calling and getting together with people periodically. So when I'm building new relationships with people, I use their preferred method of communication. Then, as appropriate, I transition the bulk of our communications to email since it is so much more time productive. I use the words as appropriate because in a sales environment, a client's preferences should always be followed as much as possible. Here are the takeaways from today's lesson. First, determine your preferred method of communication and the rationale for using it. Second, avoid sending business professionals text messages unless you absolutely know they fall within the 3% category that prefer texting. Next, when building valued relationships, be intentional about communicating with people using their preferred method. And lastly, as appropriate, slowly transition people to using your preferred method. And remember, using people's preferred method of communication is one of the little things that matters in building relationships.